This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4091. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, it is the Random Question Question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: the best airlines in America and delicious soup. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Taylor.
Click, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida woman knocks on her neighbor's door and asks the couple if they want any of this. Meanwhile, Australian authorities tell snakebite victims to not bring in the thing that bit you. That hisses. Man who ran marathon with a fridge on his back then makes a horrible mistake. Yeah. Ambulance driver has a hard time understanding the gas pedal and the brake. And a kayaking mailman rescues a parachuter who landed in a lake. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it's well known. People steal things, all kinds of things. Cars, bikes, electronics, jewelry, money, mail, clothes, grapes, and on it goes. Well, a couple from Connecticut, they threw, well, a new one into the theft mix. They were arrested for stealing railroad tracks. They stole almost half a mile of an active railroad track and then sold the scrap. Now, I think the worst thing I've stolen was a puffy, glow-in-the-dark skull sticker when I was in third grade. Okay, actually, that's not the worst thing I've stolen, but it's the only time I got caught. But the punishment was that humiliating experience of having to return to the store where I nicked it, confessing to it, and apologizing. I couldn't give the sticker back because it was already stuck to my bike. Anyway, but looking back, the moment really wasn't that terrible. But at the time, it really, really sucked. And I think most things from childhood are kind of that way. A recent survey found that 12% of people actually had their mouths washed out with soap when they were a kid. 12%. 86% of Americans say they were spanked as a child. And looking back, every kid I knew got spanked, but I only knew one family that made their kids wash their mouth out with soap. But one thing we all had in common, all of us would be grounded from time to time. I think my longest grounding was a solid month. And it was a long and unpleasant month, but it pales in comparison to one Fred Glingworth. At the age of 13, Fred filled the family car with gazpacho soup. Filled the car with it. He was grounded for 5 years until he was 18. And in case you're wondering, that is the longest grounding ever reported. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your answer, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4091. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this beautiful Monday, Guaranteed Future Repeat.
Yes.
Exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. Our categories. The 10 most popular soups in the U.S.
All right.
Still soup season. Well, we haven't really turned the corner on, giving up soup
yet. It's still chilly. It's still soup season, bro.
The 10 most popular soups in the U.S. And maybe you should get set to take a little vacation, head out on your spring break plans or whatever you got. We've got the best airlines in America.
Best or favorite?
Well, we have the safest airline. The U.S. also happens to be the cheapest and yet not the best overall. They compared the 9 largest U.S. airlines and 1 regional carrier across 13 metrics, including cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options,
injuries,
and legroom. And each airline was given an overall score.
I hate that injuries is part of that.
Turbulence. When you think about the people who get thrown up into the...
I mean, is that an airline's fault, though?
I mean,
to say keep on the seatbelt, it's going to get turbulent, right?
Yeah, more than likely, yeah. But either way...
Oh, thank you for flying our airline. It's about to get a bit turbulent, but I don't care if you put on the seatbelt or not.
There's a reason they don't serve soup on an airline.
Yeah, the very good reason why they don't do
soup in airlines. But yeah, there's some bumps in the road. You don't want a bowl of soup in front
of you. I'm sure they did back in the day, and after many, many, many burn crotches, they're like, let's stop this practice. Mm-hmm. Let's not do this.
Yeah, my buddy was in the middle seat. He ordered coffee. I was like, it feels risky.
No. Yes,
it does. It does, for
sure. I rarely order hot coffee on a plane.
So your guess is as good as mine coming up. We'll update that list of some of the locations. And thank you, everyone over the weekend who went out and bought the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Number of emails on the places where you found it.
Many pictures.
We appreciate you doing that and continue to do so. Send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com. Include a picture and location.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spread the word and try to do as much good as we can for the Fisher House and a great beer, too, man. The reviews on this beer have just been outstanding and fantastic. I had not read one negative thing yet. from everyone who says, you know what, I'm not normally an IPA drinker, but this is fresh, crisp, delicious.
It is. It's all of those things.
And you'll still like it if you like IPAs.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
You won't dislike it because you like IPAs. You'll probably like it if you don't like IPAs. I was talking to my mom yesterday. She's bitching because she can't get it in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's out of my hand. I keep hearing you talk about it. I would just like to try it. I understand, Mom. It's just, it's not in New Mexico.
I think the farthest we've gone so far is over the border into Idaho.
Idaho, that's right. Yeah, we found that out last week.
I haven't heard anything out of Oregon yet, but Idaho is your next state over that has the beer. So if you're in the Coeur d'Alene area, maybe be able to find it there. What else do we have for you today? Oh, not only today, not only all this week, but every single show on KISW has tickets for you to see Aerosmith November 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. That's the Joe Perry Farewell to Brain Cells tours. You can watch him just give them away up on stage. You know, if you need a couple extra ones, Joe was, whatever he's got left, he's going to donate them to you.
Ain't a whole lot left, man. Yeah. I mean, there's just not a lot going around up there.
If you've never seen Aerosmith and you want to see them, I truly believe that, at least with their original lineup, those guys are all getting up there, and this tour has been postponed once already based on the fact that Steven Tyler had vocal injury maybe within the first couple shows.
Something like that.
But either way, they're ready to rock now. So we have the tickets, and what they said was, you guys give a time, and then we will give a secret word, and then you text that to 206-803-ROCK. Here's what we figured. Since a lot of you celebrated a holiday there over the weekend, we would make the time today 4:20.
Ooh.
Yeah, 4:20. We'll give you the secret word. You text that to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to check out Aerosmith and the Farewell to Brain Cells tour coming to Climate Pledge Arena on November the 24th. And today is the day that we do our random question. Question 206-803-ROCK. Random.
Hello, Emmett. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random. Emmett, welcome to the program. Random question. What do we have for you here, Emmett? Okay. What did you or do you hide from your parents? Maybe it's something that you're interested in. Maybe it's an activity that you like to do. Maybe it's the fact that you hid something in your room growing up. Mm-hmm. You just try to keep them from knowing what you're up to now. Is there anything that you've kept from your parents over the years?
I used to hide some, like, nudie mags when I was a little kid, but, like, since I've grown up, I tell my parents about, like, everything that I've done, even some of the illegal stuff, and we just kind of laugh about it.
Yeah. Right. What's a story that you shared with your parents? Like you said, now you're grown up, and they didn't find it quite as funny as you did when you were telling. Like, if you've ever been arrested, that's a guarantee.
No, never been arrested, but I've gone out a few times, smashing mailboxes, egging various things. We've gotten into a little bit of destruction here and there, blowing some stuff up.
That was standard fare for me growing up. That might not be normal for most people, but living in the middle of West Virginia, that was...
If you live in the middle of nowhere, blowing stuff up is a guarantee.
And mailbox baseball and destroying people's property normally just a mailbox. Never right. Anybody's home or anything like that. That was fairly standard.
I mean, my parents know... I don't think I successfully hid anything from my parents. They may not have broached the topic with me, but looking back... They got a teenage son who's always up to no good. So I know they had to peruse through my room every once in a while just to... I think it got to the point where they're probably happy just to find porn magazines, but there's nothing like drugs or guns or any of that crap. Yeah. So they're probably like, don't even bring it up. But my brother and I, to this day, I'm going to say there's two or three stories that we still, like, I'm not bringing it up.
No.
It doesn't matter.
There's some things I don't think your parents need to know.
And they don't want to.
Right? You're right. There's sometimes stories go around, and I'll be like, it's fine. Nobody's hurt. It was 20 years ago, but still, like,
but still.
Your parent doesn't want to hear that.
No.
Also, my parents, it was just their mindset. It's where they came from, how they grew up. But their marijuana was the same as heroin.
Yeah, it was all the same. Drugs are bad, period.
Alcohol, it's legal. When you're old enough to drink it, you can drink it. But every other thing out there.
Sure.
That was as bad as it gets. Cocaine, it was no different than mushrooms, which was no different.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So drugs were drugs. So.
But I didn't have that problem. But it was beaten into my head so much that that is not something they had to worry about from me during my teen years. After my teen years, when I live at home, sure, but the burden's not yours anymore. But yeah, when I lived there, I mean, we'd sneak booze. Like I said, it was the same thing, man. You sneak booze, you're trying to check, talk to chicks, and you're looking at porn magazines. Mm-hmm.
And my friends didn't even really necessarily smoke that much. An occasional cigarette when you're out having, drinks with buddies or whatever. I mean, maybe the occasional lunch cigarette at school.
Sure. But it was lunch cigarette.
It was West Virginia. It was more about dipping.
I was going to say, how many people
dipped? And you could dip in class. So, I mean, you know the smell. It was high school, you were allowed to
dip. People have spitters.
You were allowed to dip.
Yeah, that's probably the whole rule. Like, hey, so, Billy, make sure that damn spitter stays on your desk.
For whatever reason, I had a hard time with it. So I'd always, end up throwing up.
And that's a problem.
That was never my drug of choice.
Did you ever do one of the things when, like, a kid would have a cigarette and you're, like, 13 or 14? And, like, I clearly had never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say that. So I told him, I said, no, it's not my brand.
Okay. Well, smoking was...
Yeah, I like that, right, because you refused to say, oh, I'm not cool, so it's like, nah, this is not
right, I have no idea. I'm just like, no, that's not the kind I smoke. You smoke cigarettes? Like, yeah, I smoke them all the time with my girlfriend from the other school.
Yeah, right. Of course. Well, girlfriend's hot, no one's a virgin, of course I smoke, of course I've drank, all that stuff. We've done it all.
My parents are rich.
The law was 18 years old for cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be 18 to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Still is, still right? Is. Or is it 21?
But anybody could roll into that same 7-Eleven
and buy them
and get Skoll or Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, if you wanted to chew tobacco, they would sell it to you at 15. If you wanted to smoke it, they would not.
Because that was the rule. What I thought was weird, was cigarettes.
That was illegal, too, but it just for whatever reason, they gave that a pass. It didn't matter.
But I could buy smokes from my father at, like, the local store. We lived in upstate New York because the guy knew who my father was, knew who I was, but there's still the cutoff. So I could be 11 years old, and I can pick up a pack of smokes from my dad because I know it's from my dad. And then there were kids I knew that were, like, 16. They couldn't buy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they were like, look, we know you're smoking them. We know this dumbass kid here is not.
The reason we asked, what do you hide or keep from your parents? This is the flip of that, but there is a secret group of moms out there that are slowly emerging and telling their stories. Oftentimes, their friends don't know. Sometimes, even their husbands don't know. These are, as what they call it, the moms who smoke in secret.
All right.
Emily Gould spoke to a number of mothers who smoke or vape, in one case, chew nicotine gum. Most of whom are insistent their kids not find out or their husbands. You just tell them your story because it's relatable. Don't start smoking when you're 14 because you'll be 48 and not able to quit. I can vouch for that. Says one woman to her husband who thinks she should spill her secret habit to their kids, but she doesn't want the kids to take it up as a kind of a permission slip to try the habit themselves.
All right.
Because as Gould and multiple mothers point out, nicotine is, of course, not good for you and extremely difficult to quit. So why do they continue to use it? The reasons the moms...
Because it's extremely difficult to quit.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
The feeling is great, and it's so much fun. It's like a little piece of resistance or rebellion to the simple fact that it's a substance that allows you to use it while still remaining present and capable to take care of your kids. Do they plan to quit? In most cases, no. The woman who was mentioned, kids do know about her nicotine habit. I explained it to her 8-year-old, so everyone is addicted to something. I'm addicted to vaping. You're addicted to playing Roblox.
Roblox. Come on, man, get it right.
What, Roblox?
Roblox, brother.
What is that now?
That is the currency of the video game world for certain ages. Put it this way, every Christmas, every birthday, is it, what, Blocks, Bucks, Roblox, what is it?
Not me, man.
What are they
Robux?
Called? Robux? Something.
I mean, they
like
sell
that.
Gift cards at the grocery store. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And these moms, they are not smoking a ton, maybe 3 to 4 cigarettes a day. They're just sneaking
one out
there.
Here's the thing,
when they
man.
Want one.
I'm convinced you might think you're hiding it from your sibling, and you can use mouthwash and all the rest of the stuff. If you're a non-smoker, you can always tell when someone has had a cigarette, right? I mean, I don't smell it anymore, but I guarantee you, when I get on the elevator with someone, Mike, I can get on with you. I'm sure it smells like I just smoked a cigarette. Anytime I walk back inside of like a public place, someone will say, it smells like you just smoked a cigarette. I'm like, I know.
It literally happened today. I got in the elevator by myself. Nobody got off the elevator. I walked in there and I could tell one of you three had just gotten off this thing because it smelled like cigarettes.
So that's the thing. I'm like, look, you might think your spouse, and maybe they don't know. Maybe they are actually that stupid. But chances are, because you're not doing it in front of them, and obviously you do it away, or if you're hanging with the boys or the girls, that they just give you the pass on that. Because I'm like, look, man, once it's on your clothes, it's on your clothes. Mm-hmm. And everyone who doesn't smoke knows you're smoking. So if your spouse doesn't smoke, like I said, brush your teeth, wash your hands, go through the crap. When you get home, they know you were smoking. By the way, with the kids, my kids, their school had their auction this past Saturday. Now, I am a smoker. I openly admit that I smoke. So every time we go to these things, they last.
You have freaking. You can't smoke on school grounds, can you?
That is a theory that I have heard.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm supposed to.
Well, it's a private
to.
School, so.
Well, look, here's the thing. Typically, if I have to go to these school functions, I will actually leave school property, right? Just stand on the perimeter.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's raining a little bit this past weekend. Like, I'm not doing that. And nobody cares, right? So I just duck in between these dumpsters. And as much as it costs to go there, whatever, man. So I'm smoking a cigarette. Keep in mind, I'm the only person there that I know actually smokes. But I go out and smoke a cigarette. I go back in, and as I walk by some other tables, because that's a big sit-down thing, obviously they get wind that I've smoked a cigarette. Well, suddenly all these non-smokers, probably 12 of them, want to know if they could borrow a cigarette.
Oh, nice.
Yep, can they come and smoke?
Because they've already had some drinks.
And here's the thing. If you're the occasional smoker, don't apologize for it. Good for you, right? But it's always the same line. So you get 12 different people giving you the same spiel. It's like when cheering Canada, for God's sakes, and they're like, hey, man, I don't normally smoke, but a lot of times I'm like, yeah, I know. When you get a couple alcohol beverages in you, you want a cigarette.
Yep.
I don't care. You don't need to explain it. Just say, can I bum a smoke? It's like all these guys we see in front of this building. Hey, man, can I bum a smoke? I just got out of jail. Just ask me for the smoke.
Right.
I don't care that you got out of jail. I do not care that you're a social smoker. Ask for a cigarette and let's be done.
I work with a guy named Bob, and he lived with his girlfriend. They were a long time couple, just not married yet. And he had a bout with cancer, pretty bad bout. And he was younger. It was not good, you know. And he was not a smoker or any of that stuff. But he goes through all this chemo and everything else. And his girlfriend is largely responsible for taking the time off to take him to all these appointments.
Yeah.
And all these things. So even though she has a job, she is invested in his health and being there with him when he needs it. And all these different things are knocking him out. And he probably missed work for 4 or 5 months before he came back. And when he came back, I saw him out on the porch smoking a cigarette. Now, I'd never seen Bob smoke before, but he had this gardening glove that was like a motorcycle glove that came up to his elbow. It was like heavy-duty rubber, the whole thing.
Oh, so you couldn't smell it.
Yeah, so he would put on this glove. It was a left-handed glove.
Like he's a falconer or something.
And he would go out there and just smoke with his big-ass glove on because he didn't want his girlfriend to smell it on his hands, and he would hang it up right by his desk at work. So when you walk in there, it looks like, you know, like, what are you doing, landscaping or what? Like, what the hell's
smoking,
going on?
Man.
I knew a guy that used to smoke with, like, a roach clip.
Just so it wouldn't touch his fingers.
Just so it wouldn't touch his fingers. And he was like, I do the same thing at work. I was like, all right.
I mean, do what you got to do, man. It seems like a lot.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, we're having a little party. Men's Room World Tour continues this Sunday. Hopefully you get a chance to stop by, do a little Sunday Funday with us at Olaf's in Ballard for a little afternoon drinking. 3 until 5.
3 until 5 or 2 until 4?
3 until 5 or 2 until 4? 2 until 4. I told you 2 until 4 on Sunday. Olaf's and Ballard.
Well, Mike and Phil and I will be there too. Miles will be there.
At 3. They don't hang out until 5.
Yeah. Hold on. Look at the cash.w.com. See if I can get the facts straight on this.
2 until 4.
Ballard, this Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'll be damned. 2 until 4.
2 until 4.
It's like I'm the producer or something.
Olaf's, like, you know what you're talking about. We'll see you for a little afternoon. They will have the brand new Men's Room beer brought from Uli's Famous Sausage.
Nice.
On the menu while we're there. And, some delicious roasted red salsa from San Juan Salsa Company as well. So we're going to try to raise a little money for the Fisher House. And it's free party at Olaf's. Great neighborhood bar. It's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool place to sit down and have a few drinks. Hopefully, if you're in the Ballard area, stop by and see us on Sunday. 2 to 4.
And if you're not in the Ballard area, drive there. Yeah. And then be in that area and join us.
Random.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, skinheads.
Hola.
Alex, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's go with this
one. Just real quick before we start, did those postcards that I sent you guys ever arrive?
They did arrive.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we got them. Okay. We got them a couple weeks ago. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's see here. Okay, let's go with this one. Who had the most unfortunate name of anyone that you've ever known?
None really come to mind, actually.
Okay. I went to school with Crystal Clear.
Yep, Crystal Clear. There's names like that. I didn't go to school, but my buddy at his high school, there was a kid. His name was Babatunde Stokes. And we even wrote a song because it was just fun to say.
Hey,
he's like, I've never seen a kid, but he's like, he just heard the name from the principal for the announcement. Like, oh, Babatunde Stokes. And it's like, Babatunde Stokes? Mm-hmm. What the F?
Okay, yeah.
I assume they just call him Bob.
I mean, to me, I went to grade school with a girl named Emily Buttkiss.
Yeah, you can't escape the Buttkiss, man.
There was a famous lacrosse coach at DeMatha named Dick Long.
Dick Long.
Famous teacher named Buck Offit.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Buck Offit.
Yeah, his last name was Offit, and he went by Buck. So, I mean, that was a big one. I told you, there was a guy I knew named Chanel Anthony, but I didn't do it, but I used the nickname. He was very dark. People just called him Smoke.
And what happened when you said it?
Smoke was fine.
Okay.
Smoke, I felt okay saying.
Right.
Okay. Right. I mean, he still, but I think he just didn't want to go by Chanel.
I understand that. Yeah. It's like my brother went through it with Tracy, and then went to Adrian, and I'm like, that's really not much better. Now as an adult, all the family calls him Adrian because that's just what we know him as, but I want to say most other people he meets now, he's willing to go by Tracy.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Reason we asked who has the most unfortunate name, you know, a mom was banned from Uber unless she changed her name, and she has hit back and has finally received an apology from Uber. While the name may be controversial in a modern setting, it stretches back thousands of years. For millions of people, they say, around the world, the word swastika is associated with the horrors of World War II. But
Yeah, pretty much.
Swastika Chandra, to her, it's an important part of her culture. The name means good luck and prosperity in ancient Sanskrit, which is a major part of the 35-year-old mom's identity as a Hindu. But for many in the West, the word is commonly associated with Germany in the 20th century. The swastika is still, up until this day, associated with those who hold anti-Semitic beliefs.
I like how they feel that they need to explain that part to you.
Yeah, and the mom
really? Is that why people use that symbol? Yeah.
Mama lives in Sydney, Australia. She faced trouble after trying to use Uber Eats and then app. She grew up in Fiji, said her name was not deemed controversial during her childhood, but she said it's a very common name. I personally know four or five other girls with the same name. It means good luck. It means good things for me. She was even able to have her name on their birth certificate, as well as her Australian citizenship certificate, health care card, and driver's license without any raised eyebrows. So she was surprised when she was not able to order food through Uber. One afternoon, she explained that during the payment stage, she received a pop-up saying, "Your first name is in violation, and you need to change your name on the app." Uber has since apologized to her and brought in some new guidelines on what could be offensive, including that word. She explained that she has a deep understanding that the name is very troubling and a double meaning, but that the name has been used by Hindus for thousands of years before Hitler, who then used it the wrong way. Mike, did I tell you my Uber story from over the weekend?
Yes, you did.
Okay, yeah, that was a good one. Get to the hotel on Saturday afternoon down in Tacoma. Check into the hotel. I'm like, it's 4 o'clock. I'm like, oh, man, I'm running late. I want to get to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck Cheese.
For the Daily Migs party they were throwing there. So that was from 3 until 5. It's 4 o'clock already. Fortunately, I'm close to the Chuck E. Cheese. Right. I do the Uber. Me and my buddy, we get in the back of the Uber, and the guy looks up in the mirror, and he goes, to Chuck E. Cheese? And we're like, yeah, we want you to take us to Chuck E. Cheese. And he looks in the mirror again at both of us, and we're like, thumbs up.
Right there, just do it.
He's like, okay, all right. I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese. And we pulled up in front of Chuck E. Cheese, and he goes, we are here at Chuck E. Cheese. Thanks, man. Got out. Not a lot of conversation. Typically, the Uber driver will give you some small talk. You could tell that he kind of wanted to ask some questions.
But probably didn't want to hear the answers.
I'm not sure exactly what was going down.
Didn't want to implicate himself when you two end up on the
I don't want to know anything about this, man.
Yeah, man, Chuck E. Cheese. That's where we're going, brother.
I mean, I think that's fair for him to be like, you sure you got the right address?
Are you a manager there? Mm-hmm. Did your kid have a birthday party? Okay.
Well, it's a standalone building. You're pulling right in front of the damn thing.
Yeah. So it's, by the way, some comments on names that people have known people by. It says, I went to school with a guy named Richard Welt. We asked him all the time why he didn't go by Dick. LOL. I had a classmate in high school named Dade Dodd. When I was in fourth grade, well, I got to be careful with this one. When I was in fourth grade, a new kid in the class named Fook Hugh. You can guess what the kids did with that.
Wow.
Richard Pickle. I know Michelle Swallows, this poor thing.
I don't think that's bad.
I met a girl in folk life, and her name was Crystal Neth. Not meth, but Neth. And my grandfather's name was Harry Arms.
Harry Arms.
Harry Arms.
To be fair, with the last name Swallows, you really can't win anywhere.
It does not matter what you name your kid. Right. If your last name is Swallows, it's bad. If I were Steve Swallows, I know what you're going to make fun of.
Right. Anita Swallows.
Yeah, Anita Swallows. Amanda Swallows.
Amanda Swallows.
Yeah, if it's singular, it's worse. If your last name is just Swallow and you name your daughter Amanda, it's like, oh, man.
Richard Swallows?
Yeah, Richard Swallows. I go by Richard. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Yes, and thank you so much. Hola, Nicholas.
Hola. Joe, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. Okay, you could probably answer this one in your lifetime. When and where, maybe it was a group of people, maybe it was just you and a couple buddies or whatever, but what memory do you have where a whole lot of drinking went down?
Ask the question once more time. Was I yesterday, tomorrow?
Yesterday or tomorrow?
No. What was the question, please?
The question was, when did a whole lot of drinking go on with you and your friends?
Yesterday, tomorrow?
Okay. Yesterday, he did it, and tomorrow he's doing it. All right, now we got you.
Okay. You're making sense. Right.
I thought maybe you just had a glitch.
I thought you went to Vegas.
I think he sells a glitch, but I understand his point now.
Yesterday
he
and tomorrow.
He seemed a little glitchy.
Okay, all right. I see.
I'm trying to think the last... I mean, it's hard to say. The parents got a little toe up on Saturday, which I knew they were going to do anytime we do the school auction, but I end up being one of the most sober people there, and not because I'm not drinking. I just drink enough that my tolerance is a lot higher. And for a lot of these parents, man, this is their day to show out. And they do. And I was telling a friend last week, I said, you know, the amazing thing about this auction is everyone throws down. Everyone has a good time. And then the following day, a bunch of apologies go around and emails and phone calls because they're kind of remembering what they may have done. My wife actually got an apology text, one of her buddies, and we were like, we don't care.
Right.
You were drunk. You said F you. It's like that was low barrel stuff. But every year, there's all these people that are embarrassed and they feel bad. But I'm like, you need to drink more or just don't drink at all.
My favorite one is if somebody will text me or I see them the next time and they go, sorry, man, had an Irish exit. I got two hammers. Like, I don't care. I'm kind of known for an Irish exit myself.
Mike, but isn't that
you? Do not, the last person you apologize is me.
Isn't that the secret sauce to being an auctioneer? I mean, as far as getting money.
Absolutely.
Alcohol has everything to do with a good day compared to a bad day.
Is it immoral? Yeah, but it's also helpful.
It's not. If Vegas stops serving alcohol, I mean, you'd sit at the slot machine for 2 minutes like, lost too much money, man. Let's go do something.
Right.
I mean, booze, you'll take on anything. That's why they do these. As soon as we walked in, man, like the word was, hey, they have beer, wine, some mixed drinks and bourbon. They ran out of bourbon before the auction started.
Yep. Reason we asked where and when did a whole lot of drinking go down? An airline boss has admitted that when his company took its first British flight load of passengers, they drank so much booze, the plane was drained of the drinks. Sun Express is a Turkish airline, and it may be unfamiliar to some Brits, but it did start running flights from the UK in 2022. And anyone who has spotted the airline on airport signs will have been flying to some wonderful holiday spots in Turkey. Well, the airline's boss and chief executive of the firm spoke about the behavior of some Brits on the airplane. He claims the British travelers are more hedonistic than our European cousins and spend a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Max claims that one flight aimed at golf enthusiasts on its way to Turkey was drained dry of its alcohol offerings, something that has never happened on any other flight from any other country outside of Britain. The boss said, we sold out of beer and wine in 25 minutes after departure. We have not done that on any other flight or in any other market.
25 minutes.
Less surprising to British holidaymakers who love a pint to start their trips abroad, but either way, Sun Express, it's a value carrier. They operate out of Birmingham and a couple other airports, Newcastle, Manchester. The airline runs 136 flights weekly from the UK to some gorgeous holiday locations in Turkey, across Europe and Asia. But either way, he says this is the first time that any plane has sold out of drinks. And to do it in 25 minutes on a 4.5 to 5 hour
That's
flight.
That's the amazing part.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
I know I don't recall the entire flight, but the first time I ever sat in first class, it was one of those deals. I'm already seated in coach. And then we find out there's a seat open first class. So I end up getting it, whatever. So the flight attendant's like, well, hey, man, you know, the drinks are free. I'm like, let's go. Anyway, I start drinking. Long story short, the plane lands, and I just do everything I can to open my eyes. And my wife is standing in the aisle with her arms folded, just mean mugging me. So I'm smart enough to know in that moment not to ask questions. And I'm sure she will fill me in on the ride home, which she did. But the point was, the flight attendant, as I'm getting off the flight, she was like, actually, you were Joy. She's like, you're a little drunk, but you're Joy. But she goes, the other first class passengers were mad because you drank all of the Jack Daniels that we had in stock. Which I didn't. And so I said, well, how many is it? She goes, normally I want to say they have 24, but on the flight, just for whatever, they had 17. She's like, you drink all of them. I'm like, I feel like I drank 17 shots of Jack Daniels. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Great flight.
Flights are weird. I met some guys in Vegas, and I believe them, right? Because two of them I'm related to. My one cousin is a degenerate. I didn't believe him. But the other cousin was like, yeah, we all got cut off after one beer. And I was like, why? And they were like, we were just that loud. And I'm like, because I'm looking at them. Because they landed like right before I did. So they're at the airport. They're still in their first beer. I'm like, you guys don't look drunk. And they're like, no. They're like, he was just that loud. And he was like, they cut us off, and then also we're like, you guys need to shut up.
Yeah, I've had that experience before.
We drank the train out.
We did drink the train. So we're a four-hour ride, whatever, 3.5 to Portland. And well, I got a bar car. And I didn't think we were crushing it, but obviously we were. So we go back to the bar car. We're maybe 30 minutes outside of Portland.
And we linked up with a bachelor party.
That is correct. Oh, okay. And the bartender even says, hey, man, honest to God, like, I have nothing left to give you. You know, I want to say they had like a bottle of wine. I'm like, you don't have any more beer left. And I remember this woman's like, no, man, we really don't. You guys have been putting down the beer. I'm like, I have $20 in cash that says you have more beer. She looks at me. She had one six-pack left, dude, but she broke it up. Yeah, I'm like, I know you're not done. But then there was a woman, so not this building, but our building that the old studio used to be in. We did not know her beyond just seeing her in the building. Well, she happens to be on that train ride. Okay, now she's sitting in the back with the regular passengers, but that's roughly where our bags were. So every, I don't know, 20 minutes, you go back just to check on your bag, right? Make sure they're there. And she looks up at me and she goes, I went to the bar car to get a glass of wine. Now, I don't even recall drinking any wine.
I don't either.
But we drank that too. She's like, I had one glass. The next time I went up, the bartender pointed into the car where you guys are and just said, they have consumed it all. She was pissed, man.
Remember, we hooked up with those dudes that were on the bachelor party.
Right. The Applejack guys?
Yeah. So we're partying with them. And then everybody just kept going back and getting rounds of beer. And then, at one point, because Miggs was with us, he comes back with, four rum and cokes, and it's like, they're out of beer. So then people just kept going to get rounds, and then, you come back, and we're like, now we're drinking wine!
Yeah, exactly. Whatever they had.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Mike, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What is the, would you say, is the weirdest or grossest dish that you have tried in your life?
Oh, my Lanta. It's not very, weird, really. I just hate beets.
Are you talking about, Easter peeps?
No,
beets.
Beets.
Like the root vegetable.
I thought you said peep.
Brother, yeah, that's all you got to say. That, to me, it's
weird.
My wife's
family is Ukrainian, so they eat a ton of beets.
Do they eat beets? Like, because they do taste like dirt. And I know, Ukraine, Russia, all this. Are beets just remarkably plentiful there? I can't imagine any reason why I'd want to eat
beets. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to find out.
No. Yeah, dude, and not only that, but the prep time takes a lot. And then at the end, you're just eating a beet.
And it just tastes like dirt. I guess my thing with beets, I think it's a gorgeous vegetable. They can make anything look better. I get it. But you go through all this effort, and in the end, it just tastes like mud. And I don't understand how it's not considered like an exotic. I think because it's plentiful.
I'd almost rather have cranberries.
But I would. Over a beet?
Over a beet?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
Right, but if you want to put something red in there to make something like salad or whatever, just give me a couple cranberries instead of a beet.
I agree.
Or a red tomato.
I'm not big on beets. People, I've had them in, some Russian or Ukrainian dish.
Yep.
That was okay, but it was more like a porridge or like a stew.
Wouldn't it have been better if they weren't involved? You know what I mean? Did you notice a beet was in your mouth every time?
No, because it was almost
emulsified in there.
Correct. Right. So it was like a
soup. You know why they do that?
There was meat and sour cream. So I was like, all right.
Because if they don't emulsify, they know you'd pull those sons of bitches out.
It shows up a lot in a Passover dinner like tonight, too.
Really?
Oh, yes.
My issue with beets.
I mean, think about Ukraine.
Yeah.
My issue with beets is just other people. Because it's happened to me a couple times. I'm like, I don't like beets. Like, what do you not eat vegetables? Like, no, I don't like beets.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, man. Yeah.
Reason we ask, what's the weirdest, grossest dish you've tried? As the nation prepares for trillions of red-eyed bugs known as cicadas to emerge, it's worth noting that they're not just annoying, they're delicious. Blocks away from the French Quarter and the fine dining stalwarts at Antoine's and Brennan's, the Audubon Insectarium in New Orleans has long served up an array of alternative insect-based treats as its Bug Appetit Cafe overlooks the Mississippi River. Things like cinnamon bug crunch, chili fried wax worms, and crispy Cajun spice crickets are among the menu items. As, of course, you can imagine, the cicadas only on the menu once every 13 or 17 years.
Limited time.
All right. And this year, two groups are expected to emerge soon. They emerge when the ground warms up to 64 degrees, which is happening earlier than it used to because of climate change. The curator of animal collections there at the Insectarium. Has been working up cicada dishes that may become a part of the menu. He donned a chef's smock this week to show a couple off, including a green salad with apple, almonds, blueberry vinaigrette, and roasted cicadas. Fried cicada nymphs were dressed on top with a warm mixture of Creole mustard and soy sauce.
You know, man, I would try that, especially in New Orleans.
Yeah, he said, hey, look, this is how I do my dragonflies.
Say no more.
Same recipe.
Simple. Hey, if it works on the dragonfly, it's got to work on a cicada.
I've said it a million times.
Yeah, more of the random question.
You see it written in every kitchen.
206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.